Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to Joy's only show about pets. Thank you to Leo for delivering yet another great morning of music, and thank you very much to Tim for the news. So joining me in the studio today, as always, oh well, back this week actually, because these guys haven't been here for a little while.
We've taken a holiday.
I've been away for 6 weeks. It's been amazing.
It feels like it's been a long time.
Oslam and Alan back in the studio today. How are you guys?
Good, good. Alan, you were away last week for a very good reason actually. You were on the telly talking about the dangers of leaving pets in cars.
Yeah, I had to do an interview. We had an incident that week where two small dogs were left in a car in the city. It was a 40-degree day, and luckily a passerby noticed that they were in there and called the police, and the police broke into the car and got the dogs out, and they didn't suffer any long-term damage, which is good, but it's really important that people don't leave dogs in cars. It seems that, you know, every year the message is put out there, and every year it seems to happen.
Why do people keep doing this?
I think people think they can get away with it. And I think a lot of the time people think, oh, I'm just going into a shop for 2 minutes. But you don't know what's going to happen in that 2 minutes. You know, your card might be declined and you might decide to go to the ATM, or, you know, someone might grab your bag. Mm-hmm. And before you know, 2 minutes is 10 minutes. And that's enough time for real damage to happen. Yes. So it's just important that you don't do it.
So we have the warm weather continuing. It's a bit warm out there today as well. What is probably the top advice for warm weather and pets?
Make sure if your dog's outside in the yard, make sure it's got shade. Make sure he's got cool water in the shade as well. Don't leave the water out in the sun. And if you've got old dogs and sick dogs, have them inside with a fan or air conditioning on.
Thank you very much for that, Ellen. It's some great advice. If you want some more information about looking after your pet in during warm weather, you can check out our Lost Dogs Home website, which is dogshome.com.
So today on the program, we're not talking about hot weather. We are talking about adoption. We'll be waving the adoption flag loud and proud, won't we, guys?
That's right. And to help us do that, we will be joined on the phone by Australian model, fashion designer, actress, and most importantly, a person who knows the merits of adopting Megan Gale.
Oh, we're very excited about this. Very, very excited.
It is.
In fact, we don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm a bit starstruck at the moment, I must say. So, do you have an adoption story which you can share with us? Have you adopted from the Lost Dogs Home? We are going to be sharing quite a few stories throughout today, and we'd love to hear some more.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
You can also SMS us on 0427 JOY949 or give reception a call, 1300 JOY949. So also coming up on the show today, we're going to hear from Susan, who tells us how adoption was the only option for her family.
Betty, a loyal Pets Allowed listener, gives us an insight into her adoption experience.
And at the tail end of the program, I will tackle a listener's question on whether mixed breed or pure breed dogs are healthier.
So if you're interested in adopting, listen up, because coming up, we're going to draw the curtains open on our Pet of the Week.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. This week's Pet of the Week.
So every week, as usual, we put a dog or a cat in the limelight for our Pet of the Week segment. Now, Alan, we're going to put another cat up this week. Who do we have?
This week we have Gizmo. Gizmo is a domestic short-haired cat. He's about three and a bit years old. He's mainly white with a little bit of black on his head, and he's got a black tail. He's been, like all cats and dogs from the Lost Dogs Home, he's been de-sexed, he's health checked, he's vaccinated, microchipped, wormed and ready to go. He's a really happy cat who likes being cuddled and likes pats, but he's also happy to do his own thing. Because of his pink nose and his white ears, it would be best if he could be an indoor cat because they're prone to getting sunburn, and that can lead to problems later on, just like with people. He's in North Melbourne at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. You can contact us on 03-9329-2755, and his ID number is 9222.
So Gizmo is a bit of a gorgeous cat, and as he said, he, you know, he kind of likes his own space, but he also will not mind a pat or a cuddle every now and again, but sort of on his own terms.
Yeah, when we opened his kennel, he sort of trotted straight out and ran the whole facility looking at seeing what was going on, but he was quite easy to pick up, and he was quite easy to sort of have on the bench and hold when we were taking photographs. So
yeah,
he's and pretty laid back.
That's right. If you want to see those photos of Gizmo, you can check him out on our Dogs Home website, which is dogshome.com. Otherwise, find us on social media. You can go to our program page on joy.org.au, and we're on there, and you'll be able to find links to all our social media sites. Don't forget as well, at the moment, we are running half price adoptions until the end of January. So that means if you complete your pet license test, you can get a really good price to adopt an animal from us. So that is, more information on that is available on the Dogs Home website as well, which is dogshome.com. So all throughout today, we're going to be talking about adoption. If you've given an abandoned dog or a cat a second chance at life, we want to hear from you. So share your success story with us, 0427 JOY 949.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
So all throughout the program today, we're going to be talking about the incredible rewards of adoption. So adopting a pet touches the lives of many, and one person who has done an incredible job of sharing the adoption message is Megan Gale. Now, we have Megan on the phone with us. Hi, Megan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hi.
So you're here with Kevin, Oslam and Alan. Alan is our resident vet as well for the Pets Allowed team. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for joining us. So,
pleasure.
Megan, you know, you have one very special adopted pet in your life, Honey. Now, I've seen photos all over Instagram of Honey. And
yeah, she makes an appearance.
Quite a few appearances. So tell us, how did your paths cross?
Okay, well, I was actually overseas at the time when she was adopted. My partner, Sean, he went into the Lost Dogs home in Melbourne, in North Melbourne, I should say, and actually just went in there to have a bit of a browse. Didn't really necessarily think he was going to walk away with a pet that day. And one pet he had seen online was a little cat called Spud. And they took Spud out of the cage and he actually jumped on Sean and went a bit nuts. And, you know, I think you have to sort of go and meet the animals and feel a connection, because then he sort of thought, oh, I'll put Spud back for a second and have it. And then he saw Honey sitting there and he pointed at her and said, well, what about that one? And she was just staring at him with her head tilted to the side, and he put his finger through the cage and she sort of licked his finger and then got her out and put her, and then he held her and then he's like, yep, that's my cat.
Honey chose Sean, that's for sure.
I think so, yeah, which, you know, I hear that pets do sometimes. So, yeah, it was very sweet.
And were you really surprised when you got home to find her?
Well, no, I was overseas, as I say, and he just sent me a little MMS with a little picture message and said, look what I picked up today. And, yeah, I thought she looked very cute and very happy. And, yeah, she settled in very quickly.
So, obviously, him coming down to the Lost Dogs home, was adoption something you guys had talked about before, or was it something that you'd always been sort of wanting to do?
For me, because I mean, I travel and move around a lot. So for me, I've always wanted to get another, because I had a cat growing up and love dogs, and I've always wanted to get pets. But obviously, I'm very mindful that it may be not right for the animal to have an owner that's constantly, you know, traveling interstate and overseas. Mm-hmm. But my message or my idea was always, when that time comes, to adopt, as opposed to going to a pet store or to a breeder. And Sean very much shares that view as well. So he'd been looking to sort of get a pet. He's a little bit more at home more often than I am. So, that's when he decided to do that and adopt.
And that's such a great point, to actually really think about the process thoroughly, because, you know, a pet is for life, not just for Christmas, as we say.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I think you have to sort of really take into account your lifestyle, your home, your environment, what kind of pet's going to suit that, and not make any rash decisions or any spontaneous decisions, or you see a pet, oh, that'd be a great gift. I mean, it's a responsibility, and you have to sort of take the decision very seriously, I think.
So, Megan, tell us a bit more about Honey. What's she like?
Oh, she's a very cool cat. She likes cuddles in the morning, especially. She's quite cuddly in the morning and a little bit more aloof during the day. Her name actually came about. We didn't know what to call her. We were sort of throwing different names out, and I was cooking at the time, and I was making it like a marinade up, and I grabbed some honey, and I just looked at it, and then I said, honey, and she looked at me and meowed. So I went, that's her name. And he gets so much grief, because he plays for Carlton, he gets so much grief from the other players. He's like, what, you've got a cat called Honey? And he just says, oh, well, it's me that named her, it was girlfriend. So, funnily too, she does this thing, around 9:30, 10 o'clock every night, where she goes berserk, and she just, we call it her witching hour, and she runs around the place and goes nuts for a good 30, 40 minutes.
I think lots of pets do that. I've got a dog that tells me to go to bed at about 10:30 every night. She just pops up and starts barking, and until you go to bed, that's it.
Wow, that's funny.
I wonder why. I mean, well, Alan's pets are actually, all three of them adopted from the home.
Yeah, I think it's, we've got one. The one who barks is really old. She's called Prudence, and she's got to be about 18 now. And she's the only one that's actually allowed to sleep on the bed. So she's the one that says, I need to go to bed now, and you need to follow me.
You do as I say.
It's so funny. But I have to say too that the Lost Dogs Home in North Melbourne, they do such a great job, and I think if anyone is thinking of getting a pet, that is definitely the place to head to and have a little bit of a look online too. They've got such a great comprehensive selection and array of pets to have a look at. So I think that they're doing a great job, so I fully support them.
Thank you so much, Megan. And look, we are always so grateful to you. You know, every time you share something of ours, we get all these people that keep start following us now. And it's, you know,
oh, really?
It's, yeah, it's really helpful to us.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Definitely. We're very grateful to you. And it's been great hearing your story, and particularly the report back on Honey and how she's going.
Yeah, she's going very well. Very spoiled cat.
A very lucky cat.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Megan, and we hope to be able to chat to you again soon sometime in the future.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. All throughout today, we're going to be talking and sharing adoption stories and talking a bit about the benefits of adopting. So just before we heard from Nicole Scherzlinger, we heard from Megan Gale.
We did indeed. And, you know, she has had that hands-on, you know, first-hand experience of adopting and had lots to say about it. And it was fantastic.
And her beautiful cat, Honey, as well.
Yeah.
So right now, we have a letter that we got from Betty suggesting. Now, many of you will know about Betty. You would have heard about Betty. Betty is an avid listener of Pets Allowed as well.
She's definitely one of our most loyal listeners.
I think so. I think she's one of the greatest. And so we're going to read this out because she's had an experience with adopting from the Lost Dogs Home as well. So Betty says, I'd been looking on the Lost Dogs Home website and inquiring over the phone for a few months. One day in October 2011, Mum and I decided to take a trip to the Lost Dogs Home. We were warmly greeted with a smile and genuine interest from the staff, who directed us to where the dogs were. We could feel just how caring, nurturing and respectful the staff were to each animal and also to potential adoptees. I'd noticed from the distance a gorgeous puppy that was out walking with a family. They took him around and then gave him back to adoption staff. I was waiting and I asked if I could take him for a walk because I'd like to get to know him. So within seconds he looked at me as if to say, yes, we can go home now. My mum and I agreed, and we let the adoption staff know that he was the one for us. So we got the paperwork sorted out. We met with an adoptions vet nurse. She took us through all the really important information about owning a dog as well. So his medical history, the type of breed he was, his likes, his habits, all that sort of stuff done. We got the paperwork all done and were told about a free post-adoption training session that we could take advantage of with Planet Canine. So about 4 weeks later, Jordan had settled lovely into his new home and we were pleasantly surprised when we received his adoption certificate in the mail. It's got his little photo on it and everything. Jordan has now been with us for 15 months and we take him back to the home occasionally for a visit and also post his photos up on the Lost Dogs Home Facebook page with his progress. Jordan enjoys the simple things in life, going for walks, sleeping with mummy, learning new tricks, and he's really fallen on his feet in a new life, and we are blessed to share every day with him. And we often hear from Betty and Jordan each week with Pets Allowed, and we love to hear from them. So thank you so much for sending that in, Betty. What a great story. We have been receiving quite a few stories through SMS as well.
Definitely. I think, yeah, we'll definitely be announcing them throughout the program, and if we don't get the time, we'll bring it up next week.
That's right. Sure. So you can SMS us 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Coming up, we're going to be talking a bit about attitudes towards adoption as well as hearing another post-adoption story. You're on Pets Loud with the Lost Dogs Home.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
So on a daily basis here at the home, we hear and see of countless successful adoptions. Each story is unique and each story is heartwarming.
Only days ago, our former resident Kima, a gentle Great Dane mix, was on the lookout for a family who would open their hearts and home to her.
Susan, her partner, two children and Jersey, their 12-year-old dog, visited the Lost Dogs home in North Melbourne last week and were taken by the three-year-old's unique appearance and very calm nature.
I caught up with Susan yesterday and she starts off here by taking us through the day she and her family met Kima.
Kima caught my eye and I had seen her on the website and she looked, the way she looked is quite inquisitive. She's got beautiful eyes and a beautiful face, and the way I suppose she was looking, I asked a little bit about her, and she certainly seemed a bit more suitable for a young family that I have as well, because she's quite a calm dog. We got her out and she came and sort of met, you know, the kids and the dog, etc. And we also had a great opportunity of being able to take her around to a off-lead area for both her and our existing dog, Jersey. So we got to spend, I suppose, a good 10 minutes or more. It was an extremely hot day, but we got to spend some time also out the back in the shade where everyone can sort of mingle and get to know each other a little bit more. And that's where we sort of came up with the decision to adopt Kima.
So just a bit about that process. How did you find that one-on-one time with her and your dog?
Yeah, that was really beneficial because, like I said, I've got young children. The youngest is 4, and she can be at times a bit, you know, I suppose standoffish or worried she might get knocked over, that type of thing. So it was great to get that time and spend a little time so that make sure everybody was comfortable with what we were doing. So it wasn't just my decision. It was making sure that everyone in the family were, happy and comfortable with the dog that we chose.
So you mentioned that you've got another pet dog, Jersey.
And she's been with us from about 5 weeks old and she's now 12. So, it was important, obviously, that, you know, she get along with the dog as well. I think a puppy would have been probably a bit too much for her, though she could, you know, she likes to put them in their place. But I don't want to sort of stress her out and, you know, whilst everyone likes to call her a senior citizen at the moment, but, you know, she can still sort of get her rest time during the day.
Oh, well, it sounds like Kina's really found the perfect home on so many levels.
Yeah, look, I must say she's settled in amazingly fast. I've had a few rules as well. We don't have, we've got big bifold doors at the back and I like to have the doors open and she's set up pretty quickly for her at this point in time not to come over that line. And she's, you know, we have allowed her inside, but we've got great weather.
Yeah.
And she's learnt, you know, just a few of the house rules quite quickly as to where she can be and where she can't be. So she's quite an intelligent dog as well, and found as well, like walking her, she's, you know, and off lead, you call her, she comes back and she actually always sort of keeps a constant eye on you as well. So she's very aware of where you are. We went to up to Shepparton on the weekend, and which is where my parents are, and did a walk around a bushland, and she'd only walk a few metres ahead and circle back and make sure we're all together, which was really nice as well.
It sounds like, you know, a lot of that can also be attributed to her age. It just sounds like she's just got a mature way of going about things.
I think so, and having her at that age, I think, has made a big difference.
Joy 94.9.
It sounds like it's quite a busy family there. You've got
yes.
two dogs, one cat. Yep. The thing that Willow and Kima both have in common is that they've both been adopted.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the motivation behind that? Why did you decide to adopt?
I suppose I've always felt quite strongly about it. And my mum adopted her dog Bonnie 4 years ago, also from the Lost Dogs home. And beautiful dog. She's a Labrador and certainly well-loved and looked after now and, like, awesome with my kids. So I think, you know, seeing that and seeing, like, what such a lovely dog that my mum was able to get, that was my intent all along, is that, you know, when we are ready to get another dog, that, you know, we'll definitely rescue a dog. And definitely I think the process that the Lost Dogs go through as well, you know, for me, seemed like the best option. The other exciting thing was, I suppose it was in the habit of looking at the website and looking for dogs, and a couple of days after I adopted Kima, I saw a shepherd come up, and I emailed the link to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And she she put the dog on hold, and they actually went down, her and her partner, and they've got a couple of kids as well, and they adopted her that evening. So it's I was very excited when that happened. So I'm ready to organise some play dates with them. So.
Yeah, the adoption, post-adoption club.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to have a chat with us.
No problem.
Pats to Jersey, Willow, and of course Kima.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That there was Susan, who recently adopted Kima from our North Melbourne shelter.
You are on Pets Aloud, and all throughout the program today, we are talking about adoption. I'm Kevin, and we're here with Oslam and Alan. And, you know, you can SMS us, email us to talk about your adoption story. Like, we want to hear your adoption stories, and we've received quite a few already, so we'll be going through them a bit later in the program. So SMS is 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
I think the good thing about talking to Susan was to hear about how adoption was really the only option for them because they wanted to look at adopting an adult dog.
And I think it brought across how, you know, when you adopt an adult dog, generally what you see is what you're going to take home, and if you spend some time with them at the shelter, you're not going to get any big surprises. I mean, of course you're going to learn about stuff down the line and as you get to know each other, but really if you spend, you know, 45 minutes walking and playing and you go home, you're going to get the same character, which is much easier than having a puppy.
Definitely. So, you know, going to a pet store and just seeing something in the window, I mean, it just, hearing these stories, it just doesn't make sense as a way to take a new, you know, pet into your life.
And I think it's important, you remember, lots and lots of puppies in pet stores end up, and puppies from breeders ends up in the shelter. So you're kind of bypassing that process.
And I remember, like, back when I was younger, it was always the thing you do. Like, everyone, oh, if you want a dog or a cat, you go to a pet store. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, because of, you know, people becoming more aware of where these actual animals are coming from, so from puppy farms where there's a whole bunch of cruelty, even kitten farms, they do exist out there with organisations such as Oscar's Law out there. People are starting to wise up a bit and are not worried about adopting because adoption is sort of that only option. So we're going to talk a bit more about advantages to adoption just after this, but we're going to hear from CNC Music Factory with Things That Make You Go Mmm. I know that adoption, maybe, does that make you go mmm, Alan?
Oh, it does.
Makes me go yay.
Yeah. That's right. So you're on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Bringing it right down, aren't we?
Bringing it right down. So you are on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. So for a century now, it is coming up to our 100 years very soon. The Lost Dogs Home has had an adoptions program that has rehomed countless numbers of abandoned cats and dogs.
In fact, at the home's official opening on February the 28th, 1913, guests were provided with collars and chains with the idea of finding a dog to take home. I think that's quite, you know, ahead of the times, really, that they were pushing for that.
It's quite an interesting marketing concept as well. Yeah. So on a daily basis, we do see how adopting a pet enriches the lives of individuals and their families. Now, Alan, what are some of the benefits of adopting from a shelter?
Well, I guess adopting from a shelter is you're helping those animals and giving them a second chance at a life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's got to be the most important factor. That's what we're all here for. Again, as I said before, if you adopt an adult dog or cat, you kind of know what you're going to get and you shouldn't have too many surprises. Adoption's much cheaper than buying a dog or a cat from a breeder or a pet shop, you know. Everything that we adopt out is desexed, it's microchipped, it's vaccinated, and we've checked it over.
Now, if you think about that, buying from a breeder or buying from a pet store, you're looking at paying for desexing. Paying for that animal is also nearly like three or four times as much as how much you'd pay for that animal at the shelter as well. You've got to get them vaccinated, wormed, everything like that. And, you know, we have half-price adoptions on at the moment. Our prices are actually quite cheap. They're not that expensive. You know, it's $300 to adopt a puppy or a dog. It's $170 to adopt a kitten and $95 for an adult cat. Now, with half-price adoptions on at the moment, that makes that a whole lot cheaper. And, you know, these, as Alan said, these animals are coming vaccinated, wormed, microchipped, health checked, desexed.
I think it's really important, you know, it actually costs us more to prepare these animals for adoption than we actually get back in the fee.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
And the only reason that we can do it is because of our really generous donors and benefactors.
Yeah, definitely. And this promotion that we have is running until the end of the month. And again, it's a really good time to take advantage of it, particularly for those of you on holidays. Your children might be on holidays as well. And we always recommend that, you know, you do it around that time, or you try and tee it up around that time so you've got that time to settle in with your new family member.
Yeah, and so you can lay down all the proper rules at the start, just like the ladies on the record said earlier.
Yes.
And we can, you know, if you get everything right at the start, then you shouldn't have problems down the line.
Yeah. We will keep talking a bit more about the advantages of adoptions and some of the share some of the stories that we have heard that we've been SMS through about adopting as well, just after this.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
So, welcome back. We are talking all things adoption today. Now, we have received some great messages through to the studio today. So, we also received one on the Joy's Facebook page earlier this week. So, Oz, you want to read
That's
that
right.
one out?
We have a Joy listener who adopted and posted this up. So, I'm just going to read right off it. We adopted Bailey, the Beagle, nearly 4 years ago and Akira 2 years ago and haven't looked back since. Gorgeous doggies with beautiful nature and personalities. Look at their Facebook pages and you can see the results for yourself. I love it when people create Facebook pages for their pets. It's fantastic.
It is great because then you can, you know, you keep up to date with them and everything yeah. like that. We also got an SMS in from Nick from the Wake Up It's Wednesday show. Now, she said she adopted a greyhound who's an ex-racer. They're great dogs, quite unlike other large breeds. Excellent apartment pets as they sleep for 23 hours a day. She's happy to go for a short walk, doesn't eat as much as other large breeds. And if urges people looking for sensitive and beautifully natured looking dogs to have a look into adopting a greyhound.
Yeah, I totally agree. I haven't had a greyhound, but just after I graduated from vet school, my first dog was a Whippet, and he was just a lovely, lovely dog. He was really easy. He just, as long as he got a walk for half an hour a day and he had a sofa to curl up on, he was just gorgeous.
Yeah, we do get quite a we get some greyhounds through occasionally, and they're the calmest dogs around. Mm.
Yeah. You wouldn't think it because, you know, they've got quite a lot of agility and
I suppose it's like all racers, isn't it? You kind of learn to save your energy for when you need it.
That's true. Very true.
We also heard from Rosie, who is in Kingsville. Now, when she was living in England, she adopted an older cat from a cat's home in England. So the cat had been through a fair bit and must have had a sad past. But Mr. Pippin, as he was known, ended up growing into the most beautiful grey coat that he had, and he was with her for 5 years, and yeah. he would make friends with all the other dogs and cats, and she would recommend that someone who was looking for a pet think about getting an older dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm. We also got another listener text in, thank you, James, from Elthen. He wanted to know about, he's thinking about adopting, but he's not sure if he's the right pet parent and would like some advice about that. Alan, what do you think?
I guess, well, the first thing is maybe just come in, have a look and see what's there and talk to the staff who work in adoptions, because they're pretty good at sussing people out and telling you whether it's a good fit or not. The other thing is you could practice. So look after friends' animals. If you know, if they want to go away for a night, look after their dog. Or we've got a foster program. So if you really want to try, get in touch with the home, talk to our foster coordinator, and you do a course beforehand just so you know what you're doing, and then you can foster kittens or puppies or dogs with special needs.
Look, I think it's great, though, that, you know, James, you are actually thinking of doing your research beforehand and making that consideration, because, you know, some people go into it just blindly and don't think about it beforehand. So it is great that you're actually thinking about that first. And, yeah, definitely, we have so many programs and you can even just come and volunteer and walk the dogs just to see how you would interact with them and whether, you know, you find that that's the thing that you want to do.
That's right. And also, we've got a pet license test that's available online. You don't need to actually come into the home to do it, and the pet license test is not, you know, anything too grueling. It's just basically to give you an idea of if your current situation is right for adopting, and gives you a good idea of what it entails to having a new pet in your life.
Yeah, it just gives you something to think about, and I suppose think about your lifestyle honestly before you make that commitment.
That's right.
Thank you very much for your feedback. After this, after we hear from, I think it's Samantha Mumba with a bit of Body to Body, Ellen's going to have a look in answering a listener's question about pure breeds and a bit mixed breeds. So stick around. You are on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. So earlier in the week, we received a question from Stephanie in Preston, who wrote, "Hi, Alan. I'm thinking about adopting a dog and heard that crossbreeds are healthier than purebred dogs. Is this true?"
The first thing I'd like to say is that over the lifetime of your dog or cat, it's how you care for them, for him or her, that most influences his or her health. So they need preventative treatments, they need good diet, they need grooming, they need care, attention, and play are all really, really important. With regards to breeding, the question of purebred versus crossbreed is pretty complicated. So trying to simplify things, it's a combination of genotype, which is the genes an animal carries, and phenotype, which is what those genes do or how they're expressed. So with purebred animals, if the gene pool is very small, so if that means a breed is rare, there aren't very many of them around, it's much more likely that they will have genetic problems, and that's the genetic component.
So, sorry, just to go in there, there would be a breed such as the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Well, there are lots of cavies around.
But the reason I say that is because cavies actually started as six dogs. Mm-hmm. Originally, yes. They were bred from six dogs. So that's where that sort of inbreeding and everything like that has caused that small genetic pool.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And another one is, I suppose, Wheaton Terriers. I mean, lots of people wouldn't know what a Wheaton Terrier is, and they're lovely, lovely dogs. But there aren't very many of them around, and they get congenital kidney problems, which is really sad if you end up owning one.
So it's sort of more of those rare breeds that you don't often see.
Yeah. Okay. And the phenotype, so that's what the dog actually looks like. So if the phenotype is really extreme, so with bulldogs, you know, you've got really squashed noses, or dachshunds, you've got really long backs, that can also cause health problems. So if you crossbreed dogs with similar characteristics, so say if you crossbred a dachshund and a corgi, they've both got really long backs, they're crossbred, but they're still going to get back problems. The healthiest dogs are usually those with the least extreme conformation coming from a large gene pool, and you know that puts less stress on their body, on their bodies, and these are often crossbred dogs. To complicate matters, there are certain problems and diseases which are passed within certain breeds. So Labradors are prone to developing elbow arthritis, and that's genetic, but it's also influenced by diet, exercise, and lots of other factors, just like with people. So to sum up, if you want a dog which is, you know, if you want to get a healthy dog, you probably want one which is not too big, not too small, not too long, not too squashed, not too fat, you know, not too fast, not too slow, and all those characteristics kind of lead to a mixed breed dog.
So, and you know, quite at the shelter, we get quite a few mutts and quite a few mixed breeds. So definitely, yeah, come and check them out and see. Thank you very much, Alan.
That's okay.
Sounds like a very complicated
process.
It was.
I had to think about that for a while. It's like a year's worth of genetics lectures
in
at
about,
vet school in
yeah,
three minutes
as possible. So thank you. And remember, we do have half price adoptions on at the moment as well. So if you're interested in finding a bit more about that, visit our website, which is dogshome.com. You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home, Joy 94.9.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
So it is time to end another program of Pets Allowed, but before we head off, let's talk about some of the news that has happened last week. So we had Midsummer Carnival on the weekend. National Pet Register were there for their 23rd year, which is great, with the Lost Dogs Home as well. And Olam. I went to say Oslam or Alan and then Olam. Why don't we just, sounds like a bit like Gollum. Alan, how many free tags did the National Pet Register
National
give
Pet
out?
Register gave out 107 free ID tags.
That's exciting.
Midsummer, so that was good.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's good to know, you know, there's 100 plus more cats and dogs out there that are registered.
Going to find their way home.
Yeah, exactly. And Kevin, you had quite a colourful day, might I say, at Midsummer, or things positive?
Yes, I did quite enjoy Midsummer. You might have seen me walking around carrying my Border Collie puppy because she was a bit overwhelmed by all the people. But we did take out Best Tricks in Dulcie's Dog Show, so that was very exciting as well. And heaps of goodies, which were nice, yeah. And she's loving them all, and she's running around the house silly playing
what
with all the toys.
What tricks was she doing?
We did quite a few different ones. So we did some spins, as well as some toe touches, some weaving through the legs. Lots of different stuff, really.
Cool. So toe touches is a bit like tap dancing?
Yeah, so she puts her paws up and I put my legs up at the same time. She taps my feet.
That's so cute.
It was a lot of fun. So also during the Christmas and New Year's period, the home is very humbled by the thousands of people who open their hearts and wallets to helping us out. Two fantastic programs have seen donations that will go a long way to help us care for the 31,000 dogs and cats we care for each year.
The Share the Care National Donation Drive raised $14,600 worth of food, toys, pet goods and vouchers.
What about the Christmas pet food appeal from Woolworths?
Yeah, that raised an outstanding 210 donation bins packed to the brim. So that makes up, you know, quite a considerable amount of food for the yearly stock of the home.
And one last appeal. Karina, our cattery manager today, said that they were running out of newspapers. So if anyone has any old newspapers around, could they please drop them off at the shelter? And that's newspaper, not shredded paper.
Yes, yep. And that is to 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. You can find all our shelters online as well, which is at dogshome.com. So next week, we're going to be exploring the life of dogs and cats with special needs. But don't forget, we do have our pet of the week, which is Gizmo. He is looking for a new home, and Gizmo's animal ID is 922262. 922262. So thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for all your feedback and all your wonderful adoption stories as well. Thank you to Megan Gale for sharing her adoption story. We've had a great show, and it's been a great week. So we look forward to talking with you again next week. And don't forget to walk your dogs
and pack your hats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.